弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all of my brothers and sisters.
奉主的圣名跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
刚才我们唱诗的时候，这首诗歌叫做《行走天路》。
So the hymn that we just sang, the title was to walk in the heavenly way.
原始的歌词应该就是中文为主的。
And so the hymn is based off on the Chinese translation.
那他告诉我们走天国路，应该要怎样走。
And it tells us how to walk in the heavenly road.
那这首诗歌其实给我们很大的提醒。
And this hymn provides us a great reminder.
我们中文英文把它翻的，其实没有翻出它真正的意思。
And the English translation does not translate to bring out the true meaning of the hymn.
其实他告诉我们，今天要走天国路，真的要顺服主的引导，走到底才算。
So it reminds us that in order to walk to the end, we must follow his submit to his the guidance and walk on the heavenly road.
他说天国路要欢喜走。
So
要很快乐的走。
And we must walk on this heavenly road joyfully.
是因为有主在引领我们。
As if God was leading us.
那这条路是光明的道路。
And this path is a brightly lit path.
但是光明当中却有一些，却会有平坦，也有险阻，有各种不同的状况。
And there are many different situations we can encounter on this path.
我们一定要紧紧的跟随主的身边。
And so we must follow closely to the Lord's side.
不可以抢前，也不可以落后。
And we cannot be in front or fall behind.
所以不可以自己跑到最前面去，也不要落后别人，一定要。跟在主人身边，有弟兄姐妹围绕。
And we must not go our own way or fall behind.
第二节他说，这个天国路要努力的走。
And so on the second verse, it tells us to put effort towards walking on this road.
也就是说，这条路要用心走，要用精神，要用体力的。
And then we must use our energy to and our strength to walk on this heavenly road.
因为不小心可能就会走偏了。
Because if we are not careful, we may walk astray.
这条天国路是窄又小。
Because this is a narrow road.
而且这当中有好多的仇敌，各种试探引诱，会让我们偏离神的正路。
And there are many temptations and enemies that are there to allow us to deviate.
但是如果我们跟随主能够顺服主的引导，最后我们一定得胜，也能够走到底。
But if we are able to follow the guidance of God, then we will be able to be victorious and follow to the end.
第三节说要忍耐走。
And the third verse says to walk with endurance.
因为这条路里面许多的艰难困苦。
And because there are many difficulties on this road.
会遇到熬炼。
And we will be trained.
我们是神的产业，是神所救赎宝贵的。
And we are the chosen people of God. We are precious in His eyes.
所以神有时候把我们放在火炉当中熬炼我们。
And so sometimes God puts us through the fire in order to train us.
那这个时候要把信心坚持到底。
And at this point, we must persist our faith to the end.
要相信主他在我们旁边看守。
And we must have faith that God is with us and He's guiding us.
所以对神的指示的话要深记在心。
And so for God's words, we must place them in our hearts.
因为信心如果没有坚持到底，最后就是白费的。
And because if our faith we do not persist to the end, then everything we do is in vain.
所以要走天国路，要忍耐，要能够坚持到底。
And so we must have patience and persist when we are walking on this heavenly road.
第四节说天国路要从容的走。
And so we must on the fourth verse it tells us to walk swiftly on this heavenly road.
也就是说，事实上是要慢慢走的。
But in actuality, we must walk slowly.
要走在神的正路中间。
We must walk on the correct path of God.
不要走在那个边缘上面。
We don't want to walk on the border.
如果走在边界上，随时有可能就偏出去的。
And if we walk on the border, if it's truth, then it is like it will be easier for us to walk astray.
要常常祷告，靠圣灵帮助我们走在神的路中间。
We must pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide us so we may always walk in the middle of the path.
也就是说我们不会很极端的，不会很极端的偏激的在偏向哪一边。
So we won't lean towards either side of the road.
我们会忠心的，很顺服的走在神引导的路上。
And we'll be loyal and faithful to His guidance and walk in the center path.
今天有些人他很偏激的 会就像这里所说的，可能偏向左边或偏向右边。
Some people that are walking today, we may like to steer toward the left or the right.
这个时候呢，很有可能就会无法顺服圣灵的引导了。
And at this time, then we may not fully submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以这首诗歌告诉我们我们在行走天路应当要小心注意的。
And so this hymn tells us to brings out several reminders of what we need to do when we are walking on the heavenly road.
我们今天都在奔跑这条天国路。
And today we are all walking on this heavenly road.
那这个就是我们的信仰生活。
And this is also our spiritual life.
这个生活跟我们每天的吃喝是有关系的。
And this life that we have has direct relationship with what we eat and drink today.
今天晚上要来从列王记上十三章。来谈谈从吃饭喝水而来的迷惑。
And so today we'd like to study from 1 Kings chapter 13 the deceitful confusion from eating and drinking.
每天我们都要吃喝。
And every day we must eat and drink.
你不吃不喝，暂时可以，长期是受不了的。
And it is okay for us to temporarily not eat or drink, but we will not be able to hold for a very long period of time.
所以圣经里面。我们看到禁食不吃不喝的最长也就只有40昼夜。
And so the longest fasting recorded in the Bible is 40 days and 40 nights.
这大概也是我们人的生理正常运作底下最大的极限了。
And this is the greatest limitation of our human body.
主耶稣在旷野禁食祷告就是40昼夜。
So when Lord Jesus was fasting in the wilderness, it was for 40 days and 40 nights.
摩西上山见神，跟神面对面能够得到指示，也是40昼夜。
And when Moses was on the mountain and seeing God face to face, he also fasted for 40 days.
以利亚，他吃喝之后，走到那个加密山上，走到那个神要他去的那个摩利亚山，也是40昼夜。
And Elijah, when he was traveling to Mount Moriah, he also fasted for 40 days.
所以基本上。不吃不喝都是暂时，每一天都吃喝这是我们正常的生活。
So it is a natural occurrence in our lives that we eat and drink every day.
列王记上第十三章是我们今天的读经进度。
So according to our Bible reading schedule, we are to be reading 1 Kings chapter 13.
这一章对我们判别这个灵性上的迷惑是很重要的一章。
So this is a very important verse for us to discern between the deceitful confusions of this world.
在这个罪恶迷惑的世界里，这个世代当中我们要很清楚神的话语。
And so in this deceitful society today, we must be clear and be able to discern between right and wrong.
我们在谈圣经是我们最高的指导原则的时候，讲到神的话语来引导我们的生活。这一章是不能够忽略的。
And when we talk about the Bible, how it's our standard and our guide, then we cannot overlook this chapter in the book.
有时候有的人会说，我听到神说什么什么。
And some may say that they hear God saying so and so.
有些基督徒甚至每次祷告都看异象。
And some Christians may, when they pray, they may see visions every single prayer.
有时候他看的异象还蛮准的。
And some prayers visions may be very accurate.
准到有些人都觉得很害怕。
And some may even be terrified of what they see.
我们一位姐妹从其他的教会来到真耶稣教会来信主。
And so we have a sister that came from a different faith previously.
她在她之前的教会，她说她所相处的弟兄姐妹90%人，基本上在祷告的时候都曾经看过异象。
And she mentioned from her former faith from former church, 99% of the brothers members there, they when they pray they would see visions.
弟兄姐妹都很热心。
And all the members are very fervent.
他们也追求要讲灵言，要被圣灵充满。
And they also pursue the fullness of the Holy Spirit to speak in tongues.
但是他们被圣灵充满的时候，有人就会开始尖叫。
But when they are supposedly filled with the Holy Spirit, and someone starts to scream,
有人就开始有一些很奇怪的动作
，and someone have unusual behavior.
但这个时候讲到人越讲越起劲，越讲越有力了。
But when as the speaker spoke, he would have even more power.
因为他们认为说这个就是圣灵在工作了
，because they believe that it is the movement of the Holy Spirit.
越来越多人这样子坐立不安。
And so many of them would not be able to sit still.
他越讲的时候，底下人就开始真的，他们说被圣灵充满，就开始变得混乱了。
And as he spoke, they felt that it was more powerful and more chaos arose.
但这个时候，我们这位姐妹她 当时候在那个教会里面，他觉得毛骨悚然。
And so at the, our, the sister, when she was at her former church, when this happened, she would be very scared.
因为她从圣经看，如果神的工，神的灵在工作，不应该像这样子。
Because she studied the Bible and she knew that if it, if this is the work of God, then it, the, these actions should not occur.
那事实上也证明，这位姐妹是神特别保守。
And of course we know that this sister was under the guidance of God.
所以后来她印着真理呀、啊，印着喜爱神的话语。他就听了神的声音来到真教会。
And through her study of the Bible and her love towards the Word of God, and she was guided to the True Jesus Church.
他来到真教会之后，他才了解什么叫圣灵的工作。
And when she came to the True Church, she understood what was the work of the Holy Spirit.
他才明白什么叫做圣灵带领我们进入真理。
And then she understood how the Holy Spirit guides you into the truth.
他看圣经也才能明白。
And then she was able to understand what she was reading in the Bible.
所以在这个末世的时代，我们要能够辨别诸灵。
And so in the end days, we must be able to have this type of discernment.
今天有许多的迷惑，也都是有根有据的。
And many of the deceits in this world have their own sources and proofs.
似乎好像也都是从圣经来。
And it may seem that these deceitful things come from the Bible.
但其实那是灵里的迷惑。
But it is actually you're deceived spiritually.
我们如果没有办法坚持真理，我们一定会最后会。被迷惑偏离正路。
And if we are unable to persist in the truth, then we will deviate from the path of God.
那对神所说的原则，我们就守不住了。
Then we will not be able to follow the principles of provided by God.
最后一定会是后悔，但是后悔通常都太迟。
And at the end, we will have regrets, but it will be too late at that time.
看列王记上第十三章。
Let us all turn to 1 Kings chapter 13.
这一章是耶罗波安在北国掌权的时代。
So this was King Jeroboam's reign in the Northern Kingdom.
那耶罗波安这个人很有才能。
And so the King Jeroboam was a very gifted king.
他在第十一章的第二十八节特别跟他说他是大有才能的人。
And in 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 28, it mentions that he was a mighty man of valor.
他是很殷勤的。
And he was
很有智慧可以管理的。
He had a wisdom and he knew how to rule over the people.
他是被所罗门王重用的一个少年人。
He was a young man heavily used by King Solomon.
但是后来他成为带领整个北国以色列偏离神的，在历史上留下错名的人。
But he was listed in the history as an evil king that led the northern kingdom of Israel astray.
他基本上把敬拜真神的这个信仰把它转化成跟世俗外邦崇拜的信仰混合的实用主义的代表人物。
He allowed this faith, the pure faith of worshiping God, and he mixed it with the incorrect culture at that time.
为了政治的目的，他把整个宗教信仰改变了。
And because of political matters, he changed this course of the true faith.
也从他开始才让整个以色列百姓真的北国走向败亡的道路。
And it was starting from his reign that he led the northern kingdom astray from God.
所以他基本上这个是已经明明知道神给他恩典，神把这个国度十个支派给他，他是清楚有关于神的赏赐。
And it was obvious what has been entrusted to him and the 10 tribes and what he had to do.
可是他为了政治的目的，他从宗教下手去改变百姓对信仰的坚持。
And because of political reasons, he wanted to use he changed the course of their faith with his hands.
他讲的道理事实上是很动人的，很体贴百姓的。
And the things that he spoke was very touching to his people.
所以他为了要巩固他的国位，他当时候跟百姓说。
In order to secure his reign and kingship at the time, he told the people.
十二章第二十八节。
In chapter 12, verse 28.
他说：“以色列人啊，你们上耶路撒冷去实在是很难，到那边去敬拜神，长途跋涉，太费神，太花时间了。”
And he told the people that it was a long and difficult, tedious journey to go to Jerusalem to worship.
他就造了两个金牛犊把它放在两个地方，让众人可以就近来崇拜。
And he made two calves of gold and put them into two locations so that it would be more convenient for the people to worship.
他把这个创造天地的 独一的真神把他偶像化了。
And he idolized the creator, the God of the heavens and the earth.
他把过去在旷野的时代亚伦所犯的错误，在埃及他们当时候所有的偶像崇拜的观念，把他带到当时候北国来。
He brought back the concept of idol worshiping from when the Israelites were in the wilderness and also Egypt.
圣经说他让百姓陷在罪里面。
And the Bible tells him that he led the Israelites into sin.
他在那里为这个金牛犊建殿。
And he built a temple for these golden calves.
立那个凡是愿意来的人都可以当祭司。
And he chose priests that willingly volunteered.
所以他让那些热心的都有机会来侍奉神的。
And so he allowed those who were zealous to come to worship God.
他自己定节期。自己定节期定节日他自己定的。
He set up his own festival dates.
他自己当起祭司的头来献祭。
And he acted as the head of the priest himself to give offerings.
他让所有的百姓觉得信仰实际上是很容易的很简单。
And he allowed the people to think that keeping their faith was an easy matter.
所以他的方式很应该是会很得到百姓的喜爱，因为这个实在太好了。
And so this garnered the liking of his people because it made their faith more convenient.
但是他所做的实际上是惹神极大的愤怒。
But his actions aroused the anger of God.
所以当时候其实你看神他就从南国派了一个神人去警告他。
And so God sent a messenger from the south to give him a warning.
十三章的第一节开始说这个神人没有留下名字，是奉神的命从犹大到伯特利去的。
And so in 1 Kings chapter 13 verse 1, a man of God went from Judah to the Bible did not record him having a name.
所以第十三章里面一开头就是这个神人出现，没有名字的神人。
And so this character without a name appeared.
从犹大来的。
And he came from Judah.
当时耶罗伯安是在北国。
And Jeroboam at that time was in northern kingdom.
神没有从北国去兴起任何的人，他反而从犹大叫了一个神人上去。
And God did not arise a person from the north, but he arised sent a man of God from Judah from the south.
不是北国没有人。
And it is not that there is no people from the north.
但是北国这里面第十三章里面出现一个老先知。
And there was an old prophet that was recorded in chapter 13.
所以十三章里面讲两位先知，一个是南边的神人，一个是北方的老先知。
And so there are two characters in chapter 13. One was a man of God from Judah, and the second was an old prophet in the northern kingdom.
这一章里面提到两个王。
And so this chapter brings up also records two kings.
一个王就是耶罗伯安，现在在掌权的。
The first king was King Jeroboam, who was currently in his reign.
一个王是将来要出现的，大概两三百年之后才会出现的一个王，叫做约西亚。
And there was also another king that would reign in two, three hundred years later by the name of Josiah.
啊，这个是大卫的子孙。
And this was a descendant. He was a descendant of David.
要来把这个北国错误的信仰把它全然毁坏、更正的一个人物。
And he was a king that would correct their faith.
这个王要遵照神的吩咐来复兴正确的信仰。
And this king was to revive the spiritual faith of the people.
所以耶罗伯安是顺服自己以自己的心意来设定他的宗教。
And so King Jeroboam was a king that establishes the faith based on his own thinking.
这样一个王，他所带领百姓走在罪恶的路上。
And this type of king led the Israelites to walk in the path of sin.
会有一个王来执行神公义的审判。
And there was prophecy that there was a prophecy that there will be a king that will lead them back.
这个王要顺服神的吩咐。
And this king will listen to the commandments of God.
要成为合神心意的王。
And he will be a king that was good in the eyes of God.
所以我们看到两个王有不同的做法，有不同的结局。
And so we see the two different ways of the king, and there are two different conclusions.
那这一章里面也提到两只动物。
And this chapter also brings talks about two animals.
就是一只狮子，一只驴。
And there was a donkey and a lion.
那这两只动物，他们是真的是听神的吩咐的。
And these two animals listened to the commandments of God.
他们照神的指示 很正确的执行了神要做的工作。
And they followed what they followed the commandments of God.
真的就是一个很强烈的对比，人跟动物之间竟然是有这么大的差别。
There's a great contrast between the people and animals.
神把他的话语告诉神人。
And so God revealed His message to His messenger.
这个神人他也去执行了神的工作。
So, and this man of God carried out the works of God.
但是他在遇到试探引诱的时候，他没有办法坚持到底。
And but when he encountered difficulties, he was unable to persist to the end.
最后就是神派来这只狮子来执行神的审判。
And God used a lion to complete His judgment.
所以我们可以看到两位先知，他们是怎么样做神的吩咐啊，对神的吩咐置之不理，以他自己的方式在做事。
And so we see that there are two people that did not carry out the word of God wholeheartedly, and they did it their own way.
但是很讽刺的，两只动物完全照神的旨意，让神的工作完美的完成，让世人得到警惕。
But these two animals followed the commandments of God completely and showed how we need to do God's work.
所以我们要来看看什么叫做迷惑。
So let us look at what is being deceived.
这个本来被神用的这个神人先知呢，他们最后落入迷惑当中。
And the man of God and the prophet fell into they were deceived.
他们都曾经执行过神的工作。
And they once carried out the work of God.
都讲过神的话。
And they spoke of the word of God.
但是最后这些话都要成为审判他们的根据。
But these will be the how they are being judged.
因为他们清楚地知道神就是这样说的。
Because they clearly knew the instructions of God.
那从他们口中所说的话要审判他们自己。
And their words that came from their own mouth will be their judgment.
那今天我们看这段历史，我们会想到什么呢？
So when we look at this piece of history, what do we think of today?
神的话语，不管你是谁，是一般的人，是动物，要遵守的。如果没有遵守，最后一定会有一个结果。
And it is important that if we do not follow whether the commandment of God, whether we are animal or we are people, then there will be a
不管是王或是先知都一样。
Whether you are a king or a prophet,
神话语的绝对性不会因人而异。
And the words of God is absolute and does not depend on man.
所以今天我们看到这一章，其实要很小心。
So we must be careful when we are reading this chapter.
我们今天在教会服侍人也是这样。
And so today, when we are serving, it is the same.
我们真教会的弟兄姐妹，我们有圣灵的引导。我们如果没有完全遵照真理，最后可能也会走上这位神人的后尘。
As a member of the true church, if we do not rely on the Holy Spirit, then we may also end up in the same path as these people.
我们看到一开头的时候，这个神人他得到神的吩咐，真的去责备了这个耶罗波安王。
So in the beginning, we see that after the man of God has been revealed with the message. He went to rebuke Jeroboam.
我们如果从南方派神人去，我们看到有很有可能在北方，当时候在耶罗波安统治底下，这些神已经不愿意用这里面的人去对王讲什么话。
And it's likely that God did not want to use someone from the north to bring his message to Jeroboam.
因为这个耶罗波安他已经把神整个信仰的规模把它改变了。
Because Jeroboam already altered the truth of God.
当时候那些真的明白神律法的，愿意坚持神吩咐人，纷纷的都走到南方去了。愿意遵守神命令的这些祭司、利未人、敬拜神的人、服侍的人，都跑到南方耶路撒冷去了。
And so those priests and the prophets that truly followed the word of God had already departed to the southern kingdom.
因为在历代志下第十一章我们读过的，其实已经讲我们可以看到的。
This was
看历代志下第十一章。
Something we mentioned previously in Second Chronicles chapter 13.
历代志下第十一章。
Second Chronicles chapter 11.
十三节，
Second Chronicles chapter 11 verse 13.
以色列全地的祭司和利未人都从四方来归鲁湾了。
And from all the territories, the priests and the Levites who were in all Israel took their stand with him.
十四节，利未人撇下他们的郊野产业，来到犹大和耶路撒冷，是因为耶罗波安和他的儿子拒绝他们，不许他们供祭司职分侍奉神。
For the Levites left their common lands and their possessions and came to Judah and Jerusalem, for Jeroboam and his sons had rejected them from serving as priests to the Lord.
十六节，以色列各支派中，凡立定心意要寻求神主以色列神的，都随从利未人啊，来到耶路撒冷祭祀主他们列祖的神了。
16. And after the Levites left, those who from all the tribes of Israel, such as set their heart to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice to the Lord God of their fathers.
所以当时候整个信仰的大环境，事实上是真的要遵守神命令人哦，已经没有办法坚持到底了。
So in general, those that wanted to serve the Lord, worship the Lord to the end, were unable to stay in the northern kingdom.
因为现在耶罗波安王是说，你不顺服我所设定的方式，你就不要做什么事了。
Because Jeroboam told the high priest that if you're unable to follow my ways, then you will be relieved of your works.
对王来说，真正的神是他自己。
Because to him, he is a true God.
百姓要侍奉神，要做什么，一定按照他的规矩。
And whoever, if the people want to worship God, then they must do it his way.
这个时候凡立定心要寻求神的，只好到耶路撒冷去了。
So those that purpose to seek in their heart to seek after God departed to the southern kingdom.
所以现在要去指责这个耶罗波安王的，你在北方要怎么找呢？
So how would you find a messenger to rebuke Jeroboam in the northern kingdom?
所以现在神从南方兴起神人来。
So God raised a person, a man of God from this.From Judah,
那他责备这个王之后，你看这个王就下令说要把他抓起来。
So after he rebuked Jeroboam, then he, Jeroboam wanted to seize him.
但这个时候，你看那个王他的手就枯干了。
Then we see that his hand became the king's hand became dry.
第十三章，列王纪上十三章。
First Kings chapter 13.
当时候有一个预兆。
And there was a prophecy.
一个 sign，
There's a sign.
第十三章的第三节
verse 3。
这个时候，因为这个神人是来预告神要怎么样执行他公义的审判。
Verse 3， and he gave a sign the same day, saying, "This is the sign which the Lord had spoken."
就是神要执行审判的预兆了。
And this is a sign that in which God will bring about His judgment.
那这个预兆就是这个，他现在就站这个坛会破裂， and、这个灰会倾洒。
And the judgment is that the altar that shall split apart and ashes on it shall be poured out.
他所讲的这个预兆实现的，表示神在几百年之后所要执行的审判一定会实现。
And the sign when it came to pass, it means that the prophecy of later will also come to pass.
所以这个时候，你看这个王啊，他想要抓这个神人。
And so we see that king wanted to hold on to this man of God.
结果你看他的手马上伸不回来。
Then we see that his hand was unable to, he was unable to bring his hand out after he stretched it.
所以这个时候，这个耶罗波安王他见识到这个神人他所讲的话真的是有能力的。
Then Jeroboam, King Jeroboam also witnessed that the word of God spoken by this man carried authority.
第六节他说，王就对神人说，你为我祷告啊，求神，求主你的神的恩典使我的手复原。
Verse 6, then the king answered and said to the man of God, please entreat the favor of the Lord your God and pray for me that my hand may be restored to me.
耶罗波安对神人所讲的话他没有抓到重点。
And the king was unable to grasp onto the main point of when he spoke to the man of God.
他根本也不承认他这样的做法是得罪神的事。
And he did not admit that his doing was against God.
所以他没有任何悔改认罪的这个意愿。
So he did not have a heart of repentance.
他在意的是他的手要好起来。
And he only only his hand was that mattered to him.
所以他虽然经历了这个神人预言的这个事情实现，啊，这个神迹他也不会相信。哎，这个神提醒他要改变。
And so he did not grasp onto the main point of this sign and miracle from the man of God.
所以呢，你像神人真的为他祷告，哎，他的手就好了。
So when the man of God prayed for him, his hand was restored.
他回来，他好了之后，他接下去就哇，态度马上改变了。
And then when he was restored, his attitude changed.
第七节
，verse 7，
请你同我回去吃饭，加添心力，我要给你赏赐。
Then the king said to the man of God, "Come home with me and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward."
那这个时候呢，你看神人就说他不能够在北国这个地方吃饭喝水。
And so the man of God replied to the king that he was unable to eat and drink in this place.
你给我什么赏赐我都不能接受。
I am not able to accept any rewards that you will give to me.
第九节说是因为有神的话吩咐我说，不可以在伯特利吃饭喝水，不可以从你的原路回去。
And verse 9, for it was commanded me by saying the word of God, saying you shall not eat or drink, nor return by the same way you came.
所以这两个不可是神明明说的，而且他也真的照去执行了。
And so these things were, this was a commandment from God, and he carried out the words.
那有时候我们会想说，为什么神不要让这个神人在伯特利吃饭喝水呢？
And so we may think to ourselves, why didn't God not permit this man to eat and drink at that?
在那个地方吃饭喝水有这么严重吗？
So is it a sin to eat or drink at this place?
这是一个很重大的事情吗？
And this is a big matter.
其实吃饭喝水这个理所当然啊，我们到什么地方去工作，吃吃喝喝本来就应该的，好像是吗？
So eating and drinking may seem ordinary wherever we go, where we work, then we have to eat and drink.
因为他从南方走到伯特利去啊。
And he walked from the southern area to Bethel.
路途遥远。
And he came from afar.
执行的工作，吃喝完之后再回来。
And so it may seem okay for say acceptable for him to eat and drink and then go back on his way.
这是人之常情啊。
And this is a way to build a good relationship.
但是这是人的，这是很自然的，应该人的需要了。
And this is a natural need for as men.
但是现在这神人如果要执行神的旨意，他要忍耐，就算饥饿口渴，他都要忍耐。
But as a man of God, in order to keep the commandments of God, then this man must endure and persist.
这才叫真正神的神人。
And this is then we can truly be called the man of God.
那我们看到这个神给他的吩咐，实际上是有理由的。
And so there was a reason to this instruction from God.
我们如果看哥林多前书第五章啊。
If we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第五章，第五章。
First Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章，我们如果看第九节啊。
First Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9.
这是保罗当时写信给哥林多教会说，我先前写信给你们说，不要跟淫乱的人相交了。
Verse 9, I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexual immoral people.
他讲的是在教会里面的人。
And he was speaking of the people within the church.
所以他第十节就特别声明，这不是说不要跟一般的世人交往。
So he clarified in verse 10 that this is not the sexual immoral people of this world.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
我写信给你们说，若有称为弟兄是行淫乱的、贪婪的、拜偶像的、辱骂的、醉酒的、勒索的，这样的人不可跟他相交，就算与他吃饭都不可以。
Verse 11, but now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral, covetous, or idolater, or reveler, or drunkard, or extortioner, not even to eat with such a person.
为什么保罗要这样写？
So why did Paul write this?
今天我们有人看到这一句话，可能会不以为然。
And so some people may not truly understand the meaning when we read this verse.
这些人犯罪，他去拜偶像，他不是应该用爱心挽回他吗？
And so these people went to worship idols. Shouldn't we have love to bring them back?
我要去跟他一起吃饭，我要跟他劝勉啊。
And I must eat with him, dine with him, and encourage him.
但是这里在更多前书第五章，保罗所持的原则不是所谓爱心的问题。
So this matter that Paul was writing about was not regarding love.
它是有关于神圣洁的问题。
And this is regarding the purity and the holiness of God.
所以保罗说，这些淫乱的、拜偶像的、这些勒索奸淫的，你不可以跟他吃饭。
And so Paul specifically mentions that they should not eat with the sexual immoral or the idolaters.
免得被他污染。
Or else we will be contaminated.
才不会在他的恶行上有份。
Then we will not have part with the sins of this person.
这是从神绝对的圣洁标准来看的。
And this is from the holy standard of God.
当时候你看整个北国以色列国就已经在属灵上淫乱了。
And so we know that the northern kingdom, the people at that time were already considered immoral in their faith.
淫乱的拜偶像的。
And they worshipped idol and they were sexually immoral.
他们其实是在拜自己的神，自己当神的。
And they saw themselves as God.
所以当时候你看那个神特别跟神人说你在那地方不要吃饭喝水。
And so God, the Lord specifically told this man of God that he should not eat or drink at this place.
我们都知道有时候我们吃饭喝水 吃喝下去、哦、那个界限就模糊了。
And sometimes we know that if we eat or drink, then the line becomes unclear.
我们常常说嘛，吃人嘴软，拿人手短、啊、跟人家一起吃饭你就讲话讲不下去了。
And if we partake of other people's things, then it is very hard for us to be against them.
所以通常如果人要贿赂什么人，他都要先吃饭。
And so if a person wants to bribe someone, they would have to first offer them food.
吃饭喝酒，哇，那话就好讲了嘛。
And after they treat them with some wine and dine, then it's easier for them to bribe.
接下来送礼物一拿，哇，此时的话都不敢出口了。
And then after they send some gifts, then it is difficult for them to speak against the
person. 当时候神给神人这个指导原则，其实就是知道这个耶罗波安他是很会用手段的人。
And so God gave this instruction to this man of God because he knew the how Jeroboam acts.
所以今天为什么说教会有些事情、哦、我们不能够一直只看到有关于爱心的问题。
And so in the church we cannot always focus on the love.
如果没有把持住神在圣洁上的要求，我们有时候会落入魔鬼的圈套里。
And if we do not always keep the standard of holiness from God, then we may fall into the traps of Satan.
今天很多教会的问题，实际上是把爱抬得太高了，但是把神的圣洁标准越来越低了。
And a lot of problems from the church originate from speaking of love and lowering the standard of the holiness of God.
我们如果没办法坚持这个原则，
if we cannot hold on to this principle,
很有可能接下去那个迷惑会越来越大。
Then we will be deceived even more.
一件事情可能就整个教会他就搞不清楚什么是对的。
And then we will be deceived, and the entire church may not know what is right or wrong.
淫乱的事情有时候是一点一滴在我们的观念里面妥协，就是说这样也没什么大事啊。
And this immoral thoughts we may sometimes compromise to them slowly.
甚至还有时会对这个犯罪人表示同情，哇，好可怜。
And we may even feel sympathy or empathy towards the sinner.
要小心，很有可能我们就走在这个神人的路上了。
Then we may fall into the trap and walk on the same path. This
因为接下来那个试探引诱会马上出现。
Because then deceit and temptations will come.
你看回来列王记上第十三章。
If we look back at 1 Kings chapter 13,
接下来有一个老先知出现了。
And then there was the appearance of an old prophet.
这个老先知住在伯特利了，注意看，他住在伯特利了。
So this old prophet lived in Bethel.
这个耶罗波安的金牛犊跟他的那个秋坛就设在伯特利。
And the altar and the gold calves was established in Bethel.
为什么要指责王？明明在这个当地就有一个先知曾经被神用过的，神为什么不用他？
So there was an old prophet that originally served God. Why did God not just use this old prophet in the land?
他，你看，他得到他因为他的儿子的报告得到这个神人所做的事情这个消息。这个老先知是从他的儿子的口中知道了这个神人做的事的。
And so the old prophet figured out the matters of the man of God from his son.
所以他一定觉得很好奇。
So he was curious.
他也想说神为什么从大老远派这个神人来。
So he wondered why God had sent a man of God from afar when he was there.
我们不知道他出于什么心，他一定有点不服气。
And so he was probably unhappy with this situation.
哦，因为这个已经摆得很清楚了嘛。
Because it's very clear to him.
神已经不用他了。
God was not using him.
那如果所以今天有时候我们曾经被神用过。
And today for us, if we were once used by God.
但是当我们对真理不再坚持的时候。
But then we are not persistent in our faith anymore.
神不再用我们，我们有时候会不服气的。
And when God no longer uses anymore, then we.
那这个时候我们常常没有去检讨自己，为什么神不用我
？And many times we do not think to ourselves, why is God not using us anymore?
反过来会去想说，为什么神要用他
？And we would think, why is God using someone else? But
这个时候很有可能就是嫉妒会出现的。
And then jealousy may arise.
这样的智慧不是从上头来的，是从鬼魔、从地、从情欲来的。
And this type of thinking is from not from above, but from the sea.
所以这个老先知，你看他接下去做什么动作
？So we see what the old prophet does.
他接下去叫他儿子准备驴，他要去追。
And he told his son to prepare a donkey, and he will chase after this man of God.
他的儿子已经知道这个神人从哪条路回去了。
So that because his son knew the path that the man of God is.
看到这个神人在橡树底下休息。
And so he saw this man of God resting.
他这个时候很热情地邀请他说：“你跟我回家去吃饭吃喝吧。”
So he invited this man of God to go home with him and eat and drink.
神人再把神所讲的话讲一次给他听。
And so the man of God repeated the instruction of God to him.
我不可以到你的家去，也不可以跟你一起吃饭喝水。
And in verse 16, and he said, "I cannot return with you nor go with you."
这个时候第17节。
Verse 17.
因为有神的话吩咐我说，你在那里不可吃饭喝水，不可以从你去的原路回来。
17, for I have been told by the word of God, you shall not eat bread or drink water from there, nor return by going the way you came.
这个神人是说我不可以跟你回去你的家，是因为他还在伯特利啊。
Because,
因为这个先知是伯特利人啊。
And so the,
早先知的啊。
And so the man of God was unable to go back with the old prophet because he dwelt in Bethel.
神说你不可以在伯特利这个地点吃喝了。
And so God specifically instructed the man of God not to eat and drink in Bethel.
好，所以神人怕把神的话记得很清楚。
And so the man of God kept the word of God.
他跟老先知说神的话吩咐我。
And he said the Lord had commanded me with these instructions.
这个时候老先知对他说第十八节。
And then the old prophet said to him.
我也是先知，跟你一样。He
said, "I too am a prophet as you are."
现在有天使奉神的命对我说：“你去把他带回你的家，叫他吃饭喝水。”And
an angel spoke to me by the word of God, by the word of the Lord, saying, "Bring him back with you to your house that he may eat bread and drink water."
现在问题出在哪里
？So what is the problem here?
现在这个老先知是说，他是听到天使奉神的话说。
So the old prophet was telling this man of God that he was instructed by an angel of to bring him back to eat and drink with him.
啊，其实圣经特别说，最后那一句话说，这都是老先知欺哄他的。
But at the latter part of verse 18, it meant the Bible says that he was lying to him.
也就是说，根本没有什么天使奉神的命叫他做什么事，他是自己说的吗？
And so there was no angel that instructed him to call the man of God back, but the old prophet was lying to him.
但这个老先知啊，他很狡猾。
So this old prophet was very cunning.
他一开头先跟他说，我是先知，我跟你一样。
So the old prophet told the man of God, "I am too a prophet."
也就是说，我曾经领受过神的话语。And
he mentions that, which means that he also received the word of God.
我执行过神的工作。I
have done the work of the Lord.
你做的工作基本上我都知道的。And
the work that you do, I know how to do.
神说什么你就做什么。And
then whatever you do, whatever the Lord has commanded you.
但是现在有天使奉神的话来传达告诉我，你要这样做。But
the angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying that you should also come to my house to eat and drink.
第十九节，verse 9， 神人就同老先知回去了，在他家里吃饭喝水。19，
so he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water.
这个神人就真的被这个老先知骗走了。And
so the man of God was deceived by the old prophet.
他回去吃饭喝水。
And he went to eat and drink.
两个人在坐席的时候就开始聊天了，哦，一定很happy。
And so they started to eat and drink, and they were happy.
这个时候看起来好像也是一种沟通团契啊。And
it seemed like it was a type of fellowship.
吃吃喝喝当中，神的话就来了。And
while they're eating and drinking, the word of God came
我们想,
upon them.
我们如果想这个神人当时他出了什么问题？So
what was the problem of this the man of God?
今天如果我们是这个神人，我们会不会判别？ 这个老先知所讲的话到底对不对？
And so if today we are the man of God, are we able to discern whether or not this old prophet was right or wrong?
我们又要怎么知道他所讲的话是错的？
And how do we know that this old prophet was lying?
其实我们从圣经里面看不出来说这个神人他有曾经迟疑过说，这个老先知讲的话跟神所说的不同，我是不是应该来求问神到底什么才是真的？
So the Bible does not record that this, the man of God realizing that there was a difference between what God had instructed to him.
其实如果我们懂得凡事求问神，就不会被骗。
But if we learn to inquire the Lord, then we will not be deceived.
现在问题就是有时候常常我们会很直接的听到别人把神的名字抬出来的时候，我们就说哦，那是这样是哦。
And so sometimes we will be deceived when others bring out the name of God.
但是其实他说的内容才是重点。
But the main point is the content of what they are saying.
今天很多人他会把神的话、神的名拿出来用的。
And some many people when they are speaking, they bring out the name of God.
所有的假先知，他也都会讲圣经里面这样写。
And the false prophet also bring up the Bible.
今天假师傅在教导的时候，他也不会偏离圣经哦。
And so when a false prophet is preaching, a false teacher is preaching, they will not deviate too far from the Bible. 引用圣经的话。They also use the words of the Bible.
但是他引用圣经，他引用的是用他自己的想法去解释的。
But when they are interpreting the Bible, they use their own thoughts to.
他可能是拿出一句话出来而已。
And they will probably only use one word and one phrase in the Bible.
不是看整本圣经怎么说的。
They do not look at the whole entirety of the Bible.
这个时候，我们如果没有真的很明白神所讲的话的原则，我们很容易被骗。
And today, if we do not know the principles of the Word of God, then it will be easy for us to be deceived.
其实我们注意看。
And if we look carefully,
这个神人他所得到的指示是神直接跟他说。
The man of God received instruction from the Lord directly.
是神很明确的吩咐你不可做什么。
And the Lord clearly spoke to this old man saying that you cannot eat and drink.
但是现在这个老先知是说什么？
But what did this old prophet tell
him? 是他听天使说，天使是奉神的命，所以他是听到哦，神这样跟这个天使说，所以天使来转达。
And so he said that an angel spoke to him by the word of God and to the Lord to speak to this to him.
这个老先生讲的是谎话。
And so this old prophet was lying.
所以而且他所讲的内容是跟这个神人所得到的完全相反的。
And this what he was saying was complete opposite of what the man of God received from the Lord.
今天这个神人如果有够警觉。
If the man of God was more careful with,
他如果认识神，他绝对不会怎现在讲这个样一件事，等一下又讲完全相反的。他如果了解神的属性，就不会产生这个错误。
If he knew the character and he knew understood the Lord God better, then he would not realize that the words cannot be so different.
因为其实从内容本身就很清楚，这个是假话。
And because from the content, it is very easy to tell that the information he was receiving is false.
我们看哥林多后书第一章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
哥林多后书一章的第十九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 19.
第一章十九节，因为我和希拉并提摩太在你们中间所传神的儿子耶稣基督，总没有似而又非的，在他只有一事。
Verse 19, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by me, by Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes or no, but in him was yes.
第二十节说，神的应许不能有多少，在基督里都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
24, all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us.
这里特别提到说，这个神的道、神的话语永远都是对，他不会等一下是，等一下非了。
And so we here it tells us that the word of God is always yes, it will not be yes and later be no.
不会等一下说安息日第七天要遵守，等一下到什么时代说不用了，现在主日可以，
and
另外一天也可以。
So when the Lord the instruction of worshiping on Sabbath is on the seventh day, in the future it will not change.
你看今天如果从神所讲的话去判断，什么才是真正神的安息日？
And so if we look at what the Lord has instructed on the day of this on Sabbath.
神直接下了命令。
And God gave a commandment.
跟听前面以前的人说什么什么什么，我们现在照着他们的习惯来做，这个就是很明显的差距了。
And so it's different from the different messages that was passed down by men.
所以这里其实神已经很清楚的说，你不可以在这里吃饭喝水。
And so the Lord instructed this the man of God that you shall not eat at Bethel.
但是这位神人哦，他遵守到一半而已。
But the man of God only followed the instructions halfway.
等到这个迷惑来的时候，他就忘记。
And when temptations came, he fell.
他被骗了。
And he was lied to.
看回来十三章的第二十节。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 13 verse 20.
哎，这个时候两个人在坐，他们在吃饭的时候了。
And 20, now it happened as they sat at table.
神的话就临到这个老先知了。
And the word of the Lord came to the prophet who had brought him back.
这个二十一节，他就对那从犹大来的神人说：“主神如此说哈，你既违背神的话，不遵守主你神的命令。”
And 21, and he cried out to the man of God who came from Judah, saying, "Thus says the Lord, because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord and have not kept the commandment by which the Lord your God commanded you.
22节说反倒回来，在神禁止你吃饭喝水的地方吃了喝了，因此你的尸身不得入你列祖的坟墓。
And 22, but you came back, ate bread and drank water in the place of which the Lord said to you, eat no bread or drink, and drink no water. Your corpse shall not come to your to the tomb of your fathers.
你看这个事情甚至是有时候不太容易明白。
And so sometimes we do not truly understand this this matter.
这个老先知啊，他现在是骗了这个神人之后。
So after this, the old prophet has deceived the man of God.
他把神的话把他扭曲了，转了。
And he changed what the instruction.
让这个神人中计了。
And he was and the man of God was deceived.
结果呢，就是由他的口来宣判这个神人他最后的结局了。
And from the mouth of the old prophet was a judgment from God for this man of God.
那他所讲的话是神给他的，没有错啊。
And so what he had spoken was from God.
他特别说你违背神的话，没有遵守神所说的。
And the old prophet told the man of God that you did not keep the commandment of God.
在神禁止你吃的地方，你吃的又喝了。
And from the where God instructed you not to eat or drink, you ate and drink.
结果你就死在半路，你就回不到你的列祖的坟墓里去了。
And you will die and you will not be able to return to where you came from.
其实从这里我们看到说，这个老先知哈，他从神审判神人的这件事情。也预知了他自己的结果是什么。
So the old prophet also spoke of his conclusion when he was speaking for the man of God.
现在他将来所要得到的审判，就是透过这个神人，他所表现出来的，他可以也知道他以后就是像这样子。
And so from the result, the man of God, the old prophet knew also knew what his conclusion was.
因为他其实也是违背神的命令的人。
Because he too was a person that went against the commandment of God.
他用他自己的话去引诱这些神人。
And the old prophet used his own words to deceive the man of God.
没有遵守神的命令，结果就是这样。
And this is the result of those who do not keep the commandment of God.
这是为什么？当他把这个神人的尸体带回来以后
，And that is why when he brought back the man of God, the body,
他为他哀哭说：“哀哉，我兄。”
And he mourned for this. He said, "Alas, my brother."
就是说，好可惜啊。
其实 very pitiful.
他意思其实还是他把他这个神人把他放在他自己的坟墓里啊。
And he placed the corpse of the man of God in his own tomb.
就好像他自己的家人一样，他自己的儿女一样啊。
And it's like his own family member, his own children.
那其实我们就看到这个神人，他知道。你看这个神人的结局是因为他违背神的话。
So the result of this man of God was from his due to his actions.
这个老先知他也知道他将来就是会这样。
And the old prophet also knew that this was also his conclusion as well.
这个事情只有让我们看到说，今天我们一个人如果领受神的话语，一定要坚持到底。
And so this teaches us that if we receive the word of God, we must persist to the end.
只有把神的命令执行到底，人才能得救。
Only those who keep the commandment of God and persist to the end will be saved.
如果没有，最后一定进不到神的国度里。
And if we do not, then we will not be able to enter into the kingdom of God.
其实这个神人最后他不能够入列祖的坟墓，意思就是说他真的是已经被排除在显明所应该得到的福分之外了。
And so when this the man of God, his corpse cannot return to the tomb of his fathers, means that he has been separated from the salvation.
就是说，今天我们所要求的，不是说将来我们能够进神的国吗？
And so what we are pursuing is that one day we can enter the kingdom of God.
我们能够平平安安的归到列祖那里去啊。
And we can return to our fathers.
要怎么样才能够归到列祖那里去？
So how can we return to our fathers?
要遵行神的命令。
We must keep the commandment of God.
不能够违背他了。
And we cannot go against the instructions of God.
不可以被骗。
And we cannot be deceived.
今天神说不可以吃喝。
And today,
这个地方不可以就是不可以。
When God tells us we cannot eat and drink at this place, then his word will stand.
不用怀疑。
And we do not need a doubt.
神不会现在说这样子，等一下又说另外一件事。
God will not tell us something and change it in the future.
所以你看这个时候，那个这个神人回家了。他回家路上
，so on his way home on
24节就说路上有一只狮子遇见他 那些狮子在那边等他的。
So the lion met a man of God on his way home.
把他咬死。
And he devoured him.
然后驴就站在旁边。
And the donkey stood by him.
然后狮子也在那边等。
And the lion was also stood by the corpse.
所以现在这个场面非常非常特殊。
So this is a very unique scene.
死掉的人躺在路上。
There was a dead man in the middle of the road.
狮子跟驴站在旁边固守这个尸身。
So there was a lion and a donkey that looked after the corpse.
一直到这个老先知回来。
Until the old prophet came back.
你看第二十六节这个老先知说什么？
And so what did the old prophet say in verse 26?
二十六节
，verse 26。
那带神人回来的先知听见这事，就说：“这是那违背了神命令的神人，所以神把他交给狮子，狮子抓伤他，咬死他，是应验神对他说的话。”
Verse 26. Now when the prophet who had brought him back from the way heard it, he said, "It is the man of God who is disobedient to the word of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord had delivered him to the lion, which has torn him and killed him, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke to him."
这里很明显的说，我们违背神的命令的结果就是这样，交给狮子了。
And so, this is what the result when we do not heed the commandment instructions of the Lord, then we would be delivered to the lion.
这个狮子反过来是完全遵守神的要求，神就是这样做，他绝对不敢再去动这个狮身。
And so the lion followed what the Lord had commanded him.
所以
to do.
这是一个很大的讽刺。
And this is a great comparison.
就是狮子可以听神的话，但是神人却守不住。
And that the lion was able to heed the instructions of God, which man was not able to do.
今天我们如果愿意顺服神的啊。
And today, if we are willing to submit to the instructions of God.
其实我们有时候说我们人的什么个性，我改不了，我没办法克服。
And some may say that we have a certain personality and we are unable to change.
我们如果想想狮子就好了。
Then let us think of the lion.
狮子看到这个咬死的这个人，他可以很简单就把它吃掉。
And the lion, when he sees a dead corpse, and it's very easy for him to just eat him.
因为这个就是动物的本能。
And this is a nature of animals.
吃一吃饱了之后，可以撑好多天。
After he eats this corpse, then he will be able to satisfy him for many days.
但是人家狮子一口都不敢动。
But this lion was not.
就咬死这个身子，就把它放在那边了。
This body, he only was only killed him.
连动物的这个兽性都可以在神的这个命令底下臣服了。
And even the animal, his nature was able to submit to the word of God.
我们今天有人说我天生反骨，我就是不喜欢听神那个教会里面讲什么，我就是要反对。
And some people say that I was born with a rebellious nature and I go against the church.
我就是没有办法，我就是常常要提意见。
And I would like to voice my different opinions.
这是什么道理啊？
And
如果我们看看这是事实就知道了。
If we let us look at the lion.
其实我们愿不愿意顺服的问题。
It's only whether or not we are willing to submit.
当我们愿意顺服的时候。
And when we are willing to submit.
其实我们才有办法真的走天国路走到底。
Then only then can we walk the heavenly road to the end.
我们来到这个世上，我们都有神要给我们工作。
And so in this world, we all have different different instructions that are entrusted to us.
我们千万不能够像这个神人一样。
And we cannot be like this man of God.
我们把神的工作做完了。
When we complete the work of God.
但是最后我们是倒在路上的人。
But at the end we fall on the road.
不能够归到列祖那里去。
We cannot return to our fathers.
为什么？
And why?
因为在神禁止吃喝的地方，吃的又喝的。
Because we have eaten and drank from the place that we are not supposed to.
愿我们都能够把神的话记在心里。
And so may we all remember the word of God.
神的话绝对不会似而又非。
And the word of God is never changing.
让我们啊能够走完天国路。
And may God allow us to finish this path unto heaven.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
364首。
Let us rise and sing him 364.